This is LanePod, a 10 to 15 minutes weekly show about MBA admissions and experiences for motivated Africans who often cannot afford to self-fund their MBA dreams. On it, you will hear all about MBA admissions, funding options, and current African students and alumni's experience. You should listen if you are a highly motivated, low-income African youth interested in leveraging a top MBA program experience to play a role in creating a politically and economically inclusive Africa. Hosting this podcast is Samuel Adeoye, founding partner at Lane, a growing community of MBA alumni, students and applicants looking to leverage their MBA experience for an economically and politically inclusive Africa.
Wow, it's another new year. You know, it wasn't just too long ago when we were jubilating and, you know, celebrating the turn of a decade, and we're already 1 year into that decade with a lot of different kinds of stories to tell. Today's podcast is targeted towards those who are currently applying. If you're listening to this podcast and you're still contemplating whether or not to do an MBA, I would strongly advise you to scroll down. If you're on our website, scroll down if you are on whatever listening app that you are in, and listen to the over 44 episodes that we released last year. I'm quite grateful to be alive. It's something we do not thank our creator for often, but given what has happened last year, it's something to be proud of. And my heart goes to everyone who's lost loved ones. It's a painful thing to go through. And I hope that you find the peace you need and the grace you need to survive this new year. So why have I decided to record another podcast? I'm supposed to record another podcast. It's Monday. But why have I decided to pick this topic? I think it's really important because this is just the time many people are trying to squeeze in and apply and submit for round two and all that. And I'm here to speak to people in that category. If you have all you need to submit an application and you're still sitting on the roof, you know, thinking whether to come down and enter the house, or you're still at the gate contemplating whether to knock or just turn back and head home, my advice for you is knock that gate. Throw in that application. There's one thing people do not often think about is the psychological barrier involved in the way they think and they process whether to do something for the first time. And once you cross that barrier, every other single thing becomes easy. I'm always speaking to friends. I was speaking to a friend the other day, and he mentioned that it was relieving to submit the first application. It felt like something worth jubilating about. Yes, it is actually worth jubilating about because it is those small wins, those little wins that culminate into what you consider to be an admission or with a full funding or partial funding, depending where you are, that trip to the country where you'd like to study. It starts with this small win. So if you have your GRE, you're not proud of it, no matter how low it is, still drop an application. You know what? It just completely demystifies all the myths that comes with submitting an MBA application, and you will be better off when you submit your second one. Now, I cannot decide for you whether that second one will come in this round or whether you would wait till the next admission cycle. But I can assure you that the next time you're submitting an application, it would be a lot better than the first. And if you do get in, well, let's start with the, you know, let me let you decide. The good news or the bad news? The bad news. Okay, let's go with the bad news. If you apply at the end of the day, perhaps you just submitted one or two applications and you get denied, you know. You get that really long message of, you know what, we processed 1,000 admission application as if you care. And then they come to the part where they say, we're sorry that we cannot admit you at this time. When it's not like you wake up tomorrow morning and send me an email saying you admit me. Just very funny messages. You know, but you get that message and you know for a fact that you're not joining MBA or at least that MBA program this year. There's one important lesson that you've learned. It is how not to apply to a business school. That's a very important lesson. We're constantly disturbed and worried about learning how to apply to business schools, how to get that admission, that we forget that the flip side of that is equally important. It's equally valuable because it brings you to, oh, striking it off your checklist that, okay, this is not what to do, this is not what to do. You can take that raw data and share it with someone who's quite experienced. Oh, this is my application file. This was the essay I submitted. And then you have enough data point for you guys to sit down and both analyze and strategize. What best way can you get in into that school or other schools in that profile or even schools in a better in a lower profile that you have not considered before? That is a very, very valuable insight many people are not willing to delve into. And I can assure you, of all the people who apply the first, second, third time, the applications are always, always better than the first or than the last one that they submitted. Now the good news. Let's say you get admitted, you know, admission is admission. It's funny, the first time I got admitted, you know, I was so excited, you know. After a week of, you know, feeling myself, I am now an MBA admit. And then I settled down to the reality of how much I needed to pay and how to get that money. You know, poof. All that excitement right in my face. And it's okay because it's a learning point as well. So let's say you get admitted without funding, right? You can decide on whether you want to go or not or if you can afford it. You have learned another valuable lesson that now you have what it takes to apply to the schools on that similar rank or level or even lower and get more, not just admission but funding. And you can now work with whoever it is that you're working with respect to tailoring your application for even schools and in other level. And this is not to say that schools is all about ranking. No. It's about fit. It's about what you want. It's about if it's suitable for you, right? And there are podcasts about that that we released. But the point there is that is another valuable insight that can be super helpful. You know, they say we miss 99-100% of the shot that we never take. It is completely true in this situation. So apply. Whether you add the 290 something in GRE, no problem, apply. Inform the school. I mean, if you're going to take it, inform the school you'll take it again. If not, just apply. Cross that psychological barrier of, you know what? Am I fit to apply to business school? Are they looking for me? It's a very important question we ask ourselves, and that sometimes stops us at the gate there and say, you know what? Maybe you're not welcome to this party. Hey, you're wearing your best dress, but perhaps you saw someone walk past you in something that might take you a year to afford, and you're wondering, am I welcome there? Yes, you're welcome. If I was in that party, I will come right outside and I will pull you in. If I had to carry you, I will. I'm sorry for crossing that personal space. But you take me later. Please don't, you know. But you get my point. So you have your application ready, submit. just cross that psychological barrier and hit submit. If you've already crossed that psychological barrier for two schools, one school, three schools, ask yourself, can you do one more? Really, you have nothing to lose. Can you do one more? If yes, go for it.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Sound credit goes to bensound.com. Visit for your royalty-free sounds. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast anywhere you get your podcasts from, or visit www.cityoflane.com. We understand that there is a chance you would like to connect with us. On LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, we are City of Lane. That is City space of space Lane. While on Twitter and Instagram, you can connect with us at City of Lane, all words together without space. Please support us by leaving a review on our podcast anywhere you listen to it. This will allow more people like you to find us. Thank you and have a wonderful time.